We're now talking to Knoxville's Isaac Rankin, and two-time state qualifier in 2026, maybe a third. We don't know yet about the 800 as we're sitting here recording this, but the 32 and a 1600, congrats, and how did those races go for you?
Yeah, I mean, 32 was kind of just run with Kanan until the pack falls off, then just like I cruise, let him go, and just do what I need to just get second and get it in with conserving the most energy I could. Then the 8, I was a little upset about that, just a lot of things didn't go my way. Got boxed, kind of got shoved around a little bit and just got out too slow. But pretty confident it'll make it in, even somewhat like good chance that it still makes the fast heat. So hoping for that. I mean, not that, good things can't come out of the slow heat, but and then the 16 was pretty tactical, got out slow, and then came through. And then that last 300, I took the lead and felt, I was like, oh, wow, I still got a lot left. So I took the lead, and I think I split like a 62 last 400 to close really well. And pretty confident about the school record in that, so hoping I can get that at state. But, yeah.
You had a really closing burst there on that last lap of the 16. And then, I was thinking the same thing. It's like, Rankin's in the lead. All he needed was second place. Let's talk about that 1600 for this season. How has that gone for you? What's been your best, biggest key in that race?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's my favorite race for sure. It's definitely my favorite race. But, just throughout the season, trying to just, build some confidence in it. And then today it was just coming out here, proving myself. And especially like that last lap, shocked the field. I mean, I don't think anyone was expecting me to go from whatever I was in, like fourth, fifth to first, and then come around. And I mean, kind of figured Kanan was gonna get me, but show everybody that I can compete. So yeah,
I talked to you after the Panther relays, and you really were out for a Sunday jog. I mean, you really didn't have a lot of competition there, and you're someone that kind of likes to have a lot of those good guys to kind of pull you along. How does that help you when you got a Kanan Dunham that can you see ahead? It's like, all right, I need to catch him because I can be faster.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have that competition at every meet. So it's like, if you can do it solo and do it maybe without other people to push you, it's like, okay, yeah, I can do this with other people around me, and I can do this, and just like, establishing confidence, I guess, and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Let's talk about state coming up. What are the goals? What's some of the things you want to get done there up at the Blue Oval?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get top 8 in every event. That's just like plain and simple. I want to get that. I got the school record in the 8. If I could lower that, that'd be great. I want to get it in the 32, and we'll see about that. It's 9:26, and then I really think I can get it in the 16, and I would really like to do that. And so I'm looking forward to that too. But yeah.
You recently set a school record in the 800. I mean, that didn't go so well for you tonight, but you got that school record, to look back on.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, I know what I can do, and tonight was just an off night, but I'm confident I can lower it and do what I know I can do and just see how it goes at state.
Being a senior, next week's going to be your final thing in a Knoxville uniform. I'm sure it's kind of you're on your mind. What are you thinking going in as far as wearing that black and gold jersey? Because you're going to change it for a red and white jersey here in a few months.
Yeah, I mean, especially like Monday when I got the record, I didn't know if I was going to have another open 8. So that was just like, I like really got to get this. I had a ton of adrenaline and all that. And especially today, like I missed out on the Blue Oval last year, and I like, this would be my last chance, and I mean, I'd love to race there. So, I mean, this is my last chance to make it. I got to perform well on a night like tonight. So, yeah, just trying to do what I can to end things well.
I talked to you at the beginning of the season how motivated you were to get back to the Blue Oval, because last year you unfortunately fell ill and couldn't go. What kind of motivation do you have this year to do maybe some things that you wanted to do last year?
Well, I always say one of my favorite like races or places to run is state cross country. The environment's just insane, and I mean, I love it so much, and the same thing especially goes for state track. Like, the environment's awesome, and just being able to run with all those big names, it's really cool to be like, yeah, I'm running with, you know, XYZ and all these people, so, yeah.
Well, and I also got to ask you, I saw you recently made it official for Central College. Good to get that off your plate, and you know, so you can train this summer and be ready to go in the fall.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I love Coach Joe. I mean, Coach Dunham's great. And yeah, I kind of decided that in like December that I hadn't got to a signing day. I was like, oh shoot, I procrastinated this a ton. But yeah, I mean, it was good to just have that signing day experience. Is really cool. And I'm really excited for next year. I mean, I'm so excited for it.
Well, Isaac, I'm sure we'll probably talk to you up at the state. Hopefully we will after a good finish. It's been great covering you. Best of luck, and you know, we wish you well next fall when you're wearing red and white at Central.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.